We all know that small businesses are hard work. At the start, everyone works too many hours and doesn't get enough sleep. However, as they grow, many business owners decide to hire to take on some of the workload. Some businesses hire because they need more people to work on job sites, while others hire because they need office or administrative help. Some businesses outsource part of their needs to another company, such as working with a bookkeeper. Still others need help managing projects, so they hire a supervisor, an operations manager, or a delivery driver. If any of this sounds like you, you're in the right place. During this course, we'll cover the essential hiring tasks, from the difference between a contractor and an employee, to writing a job description, to finding the right person or company to work with. Each module covers a specific hiring topic. We put them in the order we think works best, but you can skip around however you'd like. Each module includes a content video, examples of how our sample businesses applied the concepts, and an activity helping you apply the idea to your own business. We've included PDF, Google Doc, and Google Forms versions of each activity so that you can fill them out on a computer, from your phone, or print them out and fill them by hand. Note, while you do need a Google account to open the documents, you do not need a Google account to fill out the forms. The PDFs can be opened on any phone, tablet, or computer. If you don't have a printer, many local libraries will let you print out a few pages for free, whether or not you have a library card. If you're learning on the go, all videos can be downloaded to your phone, tablet, or computer for watching offline. The transcript and audio files for each video are also included at the end of the modules, so you can learn in whatever way works best for you and your schedule. In addition, all videos are kept short so you can fit them into your schedule easily. Now, let's go over each module and what they'll include. Module 1. When do I need help? This module covers a few different methods and metrics for helping you determine whether or not you're ready to hire. The activity for this module covers a pricing matrix to help you decide whether you can afford to hire. Module 2, What Do I Need Help With? This module is a guided activity that can be done all at once or in smaller pieces. During this module, you'll create a wish list of tasks to get off your plate. Then, we'll narrow those tasks down into a specific job and turn it into a job description. Module 3, Who Should I Hire? This module expands on the job description and task list you created in Module 2, helping you determine what kind of person or company you need. We also cover the difference between a 1099 contractor and a W-2 employee, as well as tips for working with family. The activities for this module help you build a form for employee feedback and give you a checklist for deciding if you need a contractor or an employee. Module 4, Interviewing Your Potential Candidates. This module is a guided activity helping you organize your interview questions and create a framework for choosing a candidate. This activity focuses on interviewing and hiring a W-2 employee. Module 5, Choosing the Right Contractor or Vendor. This module focuses on creating a system for working with a 1099 contractor or a vendor. It is designed to help you outline your expectations so you can work with the person or company best suited to your needs. Module 6, Onboarding Your New Employee. This module walks you through all the steps you need to do to actually hire your preferred candidate. By the end of this module, you'll have an onboarding checklist as well as the start of an employee handbook. Module 7, Tying It All Together. In this section, we'll wrap up the course by creating an action plan for your next steps. By the end of this course, you'll be able to hire with confidence, whether you're looking for part-time help with the books or full-time help on job sites. As you work through the course, remember, you can always drop into our co-working sessions for additional support. Check our website for upcoming dates and times.